This is a parole hearing for Ruben Melendez, ADC number 036455. Being certified for this hearing on January 17, 2018. However, he refused to sign his notification of hearing and thus waived his right to appear. But due to this waive, no progress report was generated to specify what type of parole he was certified for. But based on past board records and looking at the Mr. Melendez's sentences, this hearing would be for a 412A or 411, excuse me, 412B or 411, next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. Mr. Melendez is 60 years old and is serving a life sentence for murder, which occurred on April 13th, 1976, with a consecutive 17-year sentence for second-degree murder, and the sentences began on April 13, 1976. Mr. Melendez has no release plan noted. He has minimal programming with no family or community support. His disciplinary was have to look at that. I missed that. I know that when I look at his discipline record, he in 19 1987 he was involved with the death of an inmate. Which in itself is pretty bad. The disciplinary record is moderate with refusals to work and disobeying orders and a little bit of throwing things like that. Not too much activity in assaulting behavior, some drugs, but then he got involved and with the second offense that we'll be discussing today. So the offenses are briefly, in April 1976, Mr. Melendez was involved in the murder of the victim in Glendale, Arizona. There were three defendants that all participated in the beating and murder. Mr. Melendez sodomized the victim during the beating, and a co-defendant sodomized the victim with a hoe handle. There's a short reed hoe. The victim was stabbed and beaten and painted yellow. His clothing was removed before they took him to the local park where they put him on a merry-go-round and beat on him and sodomized him, and then they hung him in a sculpture-type playground jungle gym and left him there to die of his wounds. The second offense is, while he was incarcerated for that murder, Mr. Melendez participated in the stabbing murder of another inmate. The victim was stabbed 47 times, and the murder was done as a hit for the Mexican Mafia. Mr. Melendez was subsequently convicted of second-degree murder and sentenced to 17 years, which was to run consecutive to the original first-degree murder sentence. Based on all the information, the totality of not only the first crime, but the fact that after spending about 10 years in jail, Mr. Melendez committed another murder, I'm going to move to deny Mr. Melendez a 412B, the next consecutive sentence, or an absolute discharge.
Second. Great.
Okay, I made the motion, and it was seconded by Mr. Wright, and it was agreed upon by Mr. Johnson. And that is to deny Mr. Melendez's for the next consecutive sentence are absolute discharge, and the reasons are the serious and violent offense, loss of life, the serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, age of the victim, as he was a juvenile, serious bodily injury. And there were a lot of hit victim harassment as the meetings continued. History of assaulty behavior, prior criminal history. I'd say repeat offender because he committed a second murder in prison. Or institutional behavior. History of assaulty behavior. Lack of programming. Poor no release plan. No family community support. Is there anything anybody else would like to add?
Sure.
Okay. And that will conclude this hearing.
Thank you. That will end our work in the board room until Monday at 8:30.